Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. Hi, Doug Steffen, back again for another week. Look, That's not really the, that's a misplaced modifier. Week, W-E-E-K versus W-E-A-K. This is another week's look at what's going on, information that we've generated from looking at a lot of the farm trades, things that I've experienced in talking to folks, information about things that are happening on the farm. Our aim here, if you're new to the program, is to present to you, the family farmer, a way to make your business better, your farm healthier, whether it's your farm life, whether it's the success of your farm, where are you going in the future, all those things we try to address here on this program. And the hour starts with some items from the news desk, the focus on egg prices and on hens and on farms where hens and chickens are being grown, the fact that inflation has affected the cost of food as much as it has. A lot of people are asking you probably, why is it that the egg prices that we are now settled with haven't come down? Well, the inflation is there. That's one aspect of it. But in case you haven't realized, or maybe you don't know, I'm talking to people both who are users of our product and people who are producing them, the average price for a dozen of grade A large eggs right now is $7.37 a dozen. Out of that, the farmer is lucky to get a buck for each dozen eggs. And so where's the rest of it go? You know exactly where it goes, to the middleman. So if you're selling eggs on your farm and get $7 or $8, they are worth it because they're locally produced right there. You can sell the romance, if you will. Here, go out and look at the chicken coop. Go talk to the chickens. Here you go. Worth $7, $8 a dozen all year long. But in some parts of the country, this is a couple of times more than what the eggs cost last year at this time. So what's the egg industry dealing with? Unresolved supply chain challenges that certainly were set off by the coronavirus problem and labor problems and the costs. The outbreak of avian flu, however, is number one. A year ago, right now, the break started. It affected the chicken supply, the egg supply, the turkey supply. So the fact that we have 4 million fewer egg-laying hens, actually, over the course of the year, the avian flu killed 43 million hens in our country, about 5% of the total population of productive hens. There's another reason that the cost has gone up. So can you explain that to your customers? I hope you can. You ought to. The flu is probably the most important factor affecting egg prices, according to what I can see by looking at the egg industry center. The Iowa State University has a very productive egg industry. They have a whole, you know, in their ag department. I don't think there are many ag, I'm thinking about Texas A&M and the ag schools they have. It's usually dairy or produce, but not much on hens. So anyway, the number is going up in terms of how many more hens do we have than we did, let's say, in 2015. But still, the outbreak that's actually the first avian flu that I remember was back around then. And the outbreak has been back and forth and up and down. The disruption takes place as consumers are looking for better food. We're all talking about things that we didn't have or things we didn't know that we didn't have during the pandemic. And one of the main staples are eggs. So people discovered that their local farmer who may happen to have some chickens laying eggs, okay, let's go to the farm and get fresh eggs. Well, And now we're back to having a supply problem again because the locals and the big producers all were hit with the same thing. It's like COVID for chickens, the avian flu. And so that's why if you're being asked why are the eggs more expensive, if you haven't got a good story to tell, tell that story. Here's another item. What's going on with artificially in the artificial intelligent robot stuff that now is powering some farming? There's a new robot that is working crops in a something that has come up in California as much as anything else. There's a 33-pound robot that moves around on wheels, and it is a weeding machine, ideal for farmers looking to reduce labor costs and also to reduce the use of things that kill weeds. If you have a robot that picks the weeds, they don't have to worry about spraying it with Roundup or all kinds of other dangerous things. So savings on pesticides, savings on labor, especially in the circumstances where labor is not available. So you're going to see more of that. I'm looking at some of the monitors here. You can adjust the wheel height on these things. They can be hooked up behind a tractor, or they can go on their own. Pretty amazing what is going on. The robot has 50 nozzles that pick the weeds up. It's a D, called a D-weeder. It can plant in any kind of fertilizer, liquid fertilizer, or the solid site. But it's really very, anyway, the point is there's innovation there. And I think that is going to affect us. Whether we like it or we don't like it, it's going to affect us one way or another. So I guess you embrace technology and keep moving, right? This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to be talking in a matter of moments about the weather and what it's been like battling some of the problems the weather is presenting. We have a specific farm owner who has combated that, and those of you who have been combating weather problems, I'm sure you'll find something simpatico in listening to this gentleman talk. And that's coming up in a matter of moments. First, a reminder about how to keep yourself in great shape. Losing inches, losing pounds, you're feeling good about yourself because you took my advice way back when and got onto Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Go to TopLoss.com, which is their website. Understand the health benefits of this supplement, the inches, the pounds, and also the support for things like a good night's rest. Yep, it's all there. The ingredients are fabulous, and so naturally aloe vera, the collagen protein, the things that the digestive enzymes, for example, all of these things are important to your health and well-being and the rebuilding of your body as you lose the weight. FDA approved, quality, purity, known for all that, plus successful stories about losing weight the natural way. What could be better than this? Calitren. Go to TopLoss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping. And you get the current deal, the New Year's deal, 4 months free when you buy 4 months of product. The supply is there. Take advantage of it and lose that weight. Be healthy. Feel good. Look good. Calitren at TopLoss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back now on the American Family Farmer Program, Doug Steffen presenting Canon Michael, who comes to us as the president and CEO of the Bowles Farming Company. B-O-W-L-E-S. Am I pronouncing it Bowles or Bowles?
Bowles, yeah. No, put the E in the other place. Yeah, there we go.
Well, listen, us farmers, we kind of sometimes put those vowels in the wrong place, come up with the wrong thing here. So yeah. This farming company is a sixth generation. Basically, it's a big farm, a big business. Tell us about your education growing up on the farm, what your expectations were when you were a youngster, and have those been realized?
Yeah, I guess we're a little bit non-traditional in the sense that the farm was once actually a much larger entity that my third-great grandfather had come from Germany and started in the 1850s. But essentially, it fragmented a little bit in the 60s, and my grandfather and my great-uncle in the dissolution of the larger company started Bowles Farming Company. But a lot of the family hadn't been raised on the farm actually traditionally. So we'd had local management and kind of family oversight. But I was raised coming down with my grandfather quite often to the farm as a young boy and worked all my summers in high school on the farm. But I actually was raised up in the Bay Area, so a couple hours away from the farm. But loved it from a young age and just the freedom and kind of being outside. But wasn't immediately on my trajectory. So I was in commercial real estate in Atlanta for a while and then came back to the farm, and we've made a lot of interesting changes here over the years, but really enjoying it. My uncle retired at the end of 2013, and I became the president and CEO at that time. So it's been an interesting journey from not being traditionally raised maybe on the farm to be here full-time and raising my three sons here on the farm.
So you're in the Central Valley. I'm a sort of part-time Angelian, so I know enough about California to be dangerous. My children, I have a farm here in Massachusetts. Both my children live in Los Angeles, and they started talking to me about 6 years ago when everybody's located in California but me, and they wanted me to move to California to go to the Central Valley to find a farm because I can't imagine myself at any point in my life not living on a farm and being active on the farm. I don't know much about California farming. I'm sure I could adopt. But we figured out by the time I went to the Central Valley and drove from there down to Los Angeles, I can, in the same amount of time, get on a plane and fly to Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's a big state.
Yeah, and so, there's so many different things. We all have different things that we have to encounter in our striving to succeed or survive, and hopefully you're succeeding and not just surviving. That's one of the things that I wanted to focus with you on. What your mainstay is, your crops, what do you do on the farm? Interested to know, as you said, things have changed a bit. Are the things that you were growing on the farm or your family's growing, six generations, are they gone or are they still there? We're talking about a farm and a farming company. I like it referred to, the Bowles Farming Company, a farm in Central California. Canon Michael is here with us. We continue in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stepping back again with Ken and Bowles about why do I keep wanting to do that? Do other people do that, or am I the only one who's slipping on that, Ken?
My name gets confused. Everybody trips everybody up. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Okay, so your name is Michael. Your last name is Michael. So how did the farm come to be known as the Bowles Farming Company?
Yeah, so the farm is on my mom's side, and my parents actually split up in when I was pretty young, so I took my father's last name, but yeah, he's not involved in the farming side, but my mom's side of the family is involved in the farming business was from her descendants.
All right, so going back to her descendants and the fact that you're a sixth generation member of the family, what are you producing now there that you weren't producing or the farm wasn't producing perhaps 5-6 generations ago, which would be well over 100 years?
Yeah, it started, as I said, in the 1850s, and it was all cattle at the time. My great-great-great-grandfather knew, he's an apprentice butcher in Germany, and he came here as a young man, and he saw, the need for food, and cattle was what he knew, so he started, producing cattle and had a vertically integrated meat business, over time. But we transitioned away from that. And when I, returned to the farm in 1998, we were growing, barley, cotton, and alfalfa were the three crops that we grew. Now we're growing close to 20 different crops, mainly vegetable, crops. Our largest crop is tomatoes. So we grow both processing tomatoes, which grow into your sauces and anything canned and all those types of things. And we grow fresh market tomatoes also that go to your food service, Subway and the markets and things like that where you get a beefsteak tomato. Then we do carrots, garlic, and onions. We do still grow some extra long staple, very high quality cotton. We do have a large watermelon program and cantaloupes and honeydew. We grow kale, cilantro, basil, thyme, and then sweet corn. And we have a little bit of alfalfa, and we do grow some wheat. And we also have a growing certified organic program. So about 10% of the land we farm now is certified organic. And so we've, transitioned quite a bit. We do have some pistachios and some almonds, but those are a very small part of what we do. It's mainly annual crops.
Cannon, how much land are we talking about in the Central Valley?
So we, under our management, is about 11,000 acres. We own a smaller portion of that, and then we generally manage land for other folks, family, some family members, as well as some outside investors who come into the area.
Mm-hmm. Are you concerned about outside investors owning farmland? That seems to be a big topic of conversation among all of us who are trying to hold on to our land, and sometimes we can't, so we do what other businesses do. We sell our real estate and lease it back. Is that a problem there?
It's a bit of a concern. You know, I think a lot of people rushed in. There was a great deal of wealth creation in the almond industry, and so I think, you know, a lot of people came in and purchased land. And I think it's a little different when you live on the land and in the community, and I think your perspective is a little different than if it's just a number on a spreadsheet somewhere. You know, I think the way you kind of handle things. So I've seen some unsustainable things being done. You know, people maybe overpumping groundwater and just going into areas that were never developed and developing them. And so there's been, I think, you know, I'm a capitalist at heart, but I also think when you're, you know, extracting natural resources for profit and taking them out of an area or damaging an area with practices, I think that can be problematic. So I think there's pros and cons. You know, some aging farmers have found a way to, you know, sell their land and transition out, and I think, I guess there's a benefit to that, but then I sort of, like I said, I worry a little bit about some of the behaviors that I've seen not being sustainable.
Cannon Michael from the Bowles Farming Company is our guest this week on The American Family Farmer.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More fallout following the death of Tyre Nichols days after he was violently beaten by police in Memphis. Two sheriff's deputies in Shelby County, Tennessee, have been relieved of duty. The sheriff says he's concerned about their actions and has announced an investigation. President Biden says the video deeply pained him.
It starts with cops surrounding his car and throwing him to the ground, with one being heard saying they hope he gets stomped for running away from the police after Tyree breaks free.
How did they stop us? Smith was calling for other cars because him and Martin were chasing him.
Officers then tackled him and started kicking and punching him while spraying mace. Nichols can be heard screaming for his mom. Nichols died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving now former police officers. The officers have since been charged with murder.
Dave Collins reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program. I accept and am pleased to have the knowledge and the experience of Canon Michael, who is the president of the Bowles Farming Company up in Central California. The business, there's so many questions that come about as a result of your experience that other people can learn from. The recent rain that has befallen the area that you're in versus the drought, and the state wanting to limit the amount of water. I find that California is one of the most wonderful places on the planet in terms of resources and just the sheer wonderment of the differences between Northern California, Southern California, inland California, the coastline of California. My family all lives in Los Angeles, so I spend a lot of time there. And I'll tell you, I don't know how you put up with it. This is not me being political, but kind of just looking at the reality of how stupid government is in California, why it is that just now, after 80 years of people asking the question, why don't we capture the water? Somebody is actually talking about it on the state level. But tell us about the sorts of things that you ran into even most recently with members of the state hierarchy wanting to keep water from going into your area. Farming is the number one industry in California, so you got to shake your head and think, hey, what are these guys thinking? But also, what sort of a problem has the weather, I shouldn't assume, but I'm guessing, like with all of us who are farmers, the weather always plays into how successful or not we are, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you framed it nicely. The diversity of California is what makes it, the wonderful state that it is. But I think we all have to acknowledge that essentially state can't be the state that we know and love here without the infrastructure that was built with a lot of foresight. But, you know, the rim dams that protect Sacramento in the northern part of the valley from flooding, and then, you know, the water conveyance systems where they can move the water, you know, for decades or centuries even, like people saw that California had, you know, wet hydrology in the north, more land and drier hydrology in the south, and you could move the water and kind of make the state, you know, flourish in terms of agriculture and communities and all the different things that are, you know, again, make it a great state. But unfortunately, we sort of pressed pause in the 70s on building new infrastructure and new dams at the same time when, you know, the population continued to increase. And, you know, it's been a challenge because of the lack of investment, lack of, you know, initially there was some pretty good foresight and some good projects that were done. And then essentially no good projects have really been done since the 70s. And so what we face now is exactly what you explained, which is, you know, you've got these a climate where it always has had the nature of, you know, going very wet and very dry. When my ancestor got here in 1858, it was a very, very significant drought, followed in 1862 by significant flooding. And so it's not something new, but again, it's something that for a while we had the fortitude to do projects to kind of make sure we were capturing water, but we haven't kept up with the pace needed of those investments. And so now we find ourselves, you know, with the different mindset. You know, the projects were built at a time when, you know, food security was something people were concerned about. And now it's shifted that people essentially have full store shelves, and we've got food coming into the state from all over the place, and we're also producing it here. But I think the focus has kind of shifted now to more environmental concerns about the water and how we use it for the environment versus how we use it for the people. And so that's kind of where a lot of the stress has been coming from. But, you know, the hydrology is nothing new, to go from dry to wet. And, you know, here we've been dry the last couple of years. Now we're shifting back to a wet pattern, but unfortunately, you know, we just don't have the resources to capture the water. And then on top of that, we've put in a lot of environmental restrictions on that make it very difficult to move the water from the north to the south, which was kind of how the system was envisioned to be designed. So that's why you've got a lot of stress. And you know, the fish situation is difficult. You know, I don't want salmon, you know, to go extinct. I think it's important that we have healthy rivers and all those things. But I think the management is not being done in the most scientific way. And unfortunately, that leads to, you know, the resource at times, you know, being squandered in a sense where there's a lot of water that goes out to the ocean, which in some ways is good, but it's also very difficult when we should be able to move that water and capture it, even just a fraction of it, which hasn't happened. Now the situation is a little bit better with the pumps running, but for a full probably month there, we were really missing the opportunity to capture and store water. And then we just don't have the facilities because people haven't allowed them to be built. There's been a lot of opposition to any new above ground storage. People are looking at groundwater storage now, but you know, that needs infrastructure, and not every area is good for groundwater recharge anyway. So it's a difficult challenge, and you've got a lot of oppositional groups, and so it's not an easy one to solve here.
Those groups are not hungry, and unfortunately, even though they may be well-intentioned, you're much nicer about your description of the problem than I am. I tend to be a little more blunt when it comes to this kind of ridiculous reality that comes from people who don't know. They couldn't find, as they say here in New England, their butt in a snowstorm. They don't really understand the problem. They don't understand anything other than what they, in their narrow world of view, understand to be the way to either protect resources or to encourage more resources. And so you're fighting this constant battle. And because fewer of us are farmers than are environmentalists, I say the two go hand in hand. I think, frankly, the way you've described your farm, the way I describe my farm, I'm a conservative to the truest meaning of the word. It has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with what we do to conserve what we have so that we can produce the things that are necessary for people who take us for granted. Although I think after the pandemic, fewer people take us for granted because the supermarkets were pretty barren, and so people started searching out places like yours to find, okay, where can I buy direct? Where can I go find what I need? And so as I look at the things that you're producing, it's very interesting. I want to talk about tomatoes with you, and maybe that there are so many, you know, people think a tomato is a tomato is a tomato. not quite. And so I want to talk about how we've come to the point where a tomato isn't just a tomato anymore, as an example of a lot of other things that are going on a lot of our farms here in this country. Canon Michael from the Bowles Farming Company is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer with a reminder about how, well, I talk a lot about your health and well-being on the various programs that I do, whether it be the weekday Good Day program or the American Family Farmer or the Good Day Health. The idea of your health and well-being is paramount with me, so a lot of the things that I talk about have to do with your health and well-being. Thus is the case with so many of the products that you can find at MyPillow.com. There's a product catalog there that goes through the things that do get produced here in America by these folks out in the factory in Minnesota. People, okay, MyPillow, I got that. We know that this company makes pillows. What else do they do? They have towels that are made with proprietary technology. It makes them highly absorbent, soft to the touch, and they actually, hello, what a concept. They actually dry you off. 60-day money-back guarantee with those. And then there are other things. Beside the towels, there are the sheets that people are talking about all the time. The Giza sheets. Man, they are fabulous. And then there are, beside the pillows and the sheets and the towels, there are the slippers. You can go through this catalog and find all kinds of things. Blankets. Everything is the best, the highest quality, all made in America. So give some attention to what you need to get a good night's rest and to feel good about your health and well-being. Check it all out at MyPillow.com. Right now, for my listeners, you can get, for example, among all of the specials, 2 six-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Use the promo code DS. That's DS at MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. Back for a few more minutes with Ken and Michael. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer. So the tomato. There are tomatoes that are grown, and not on your farm, but the hydroponic stuff that we get in a lot of the stores that's round and red, and that's about it. Other than that, there's no mistaking it for not being a tomato. It tastes like newspaper. How do you differentiate? How do you sell? You got to be growing a whole lot of tomatoes there. How do you get people to understand that what you're growing is real food versus the stuff that may come out of some other source?
Yeah, well, like I said, we grow both the processing and the fresh market tomatoes, and they're both very different. One bred for very high density and low water content, so when they're cooked down to paste and all that, they come out with the best flavor and quality. And then you know, the fresh market ones are the ones you'll find big beefsteak tomatoes for your hamburgers and things like that. So the tomato is something people love, and you know, as a condiment, and then also, you know, as fresh in salads, etc. And so, you know, they're not always easy to grow. I'm always encouraged to, I encourage people to grow them in their garden so they can figure out how difficult it is.
Yeah.
Where they're lucky to have people who
exactly
can do it.
Yeah, so, that goes for a lot of stuff that I'm sure you grow and we all do. So do you ever track things that you grow to see where they end up? That must be a fascinating thing. Things you grow there. Where do some of the produce that you grow, where does it end up?
Yeah, it's fascinating you ask that, because I have a guy on staff who did some IT work for us, but he did a chart that showed our watermelons and how far that they went, you know, from Canada to New York to, you know, sort of did all across the country. It was amazing to see the destinations that they ended up. And I even had some family on the north northeast in Maine, I think it was, that took a picture in a store that sent to us with our box of watermelons all the way across the country. So I think people don't understand how important California is to providing the fresh fruits and nuts and vegetables to the rest of the country. And, you know, I think it's interesting. A lot of the folks who are the most strident, you know, detractors of agriculture are folks who maybe have a disposable income, you know, to go to a organic market or something. But, you know, I think we need to have healthy food available for any class of people. And I think that's what people are ignoring sometimes.
Including the people that work for you. You've got 11,000 acres. How many people does it take you on the farm to make that all work, to be successfully cropping 11,000 acres? What kind of a staff do you have?
We have about 55 full-time people that are with us a year-round, but then, of course, when we get into certain harvest periods, there was a period last year where we were harvesting 9 crops at the same time, and I think we have a little over 500 people on the farm, because a lot of what we're doing are hand-harvested crops. Fresh garlic is actually hand-harvested, as well as fresh market tomatoes are hand-picked, and so are the watermelons and cantaloupes and those things. So when we've got all of that going on the farm, there's quite a number of people. So a lot of employment that we provide. And then, of course, just the web that is connected to agriculture in terms of people who supply the parts and fuel and transport the products and processing. So a lot of economic activity.
Speaking of the web, as we close out our time together, is there a website where people can go to look and see what you're doing at the Bowles Farming Company?
Sure, yeah, www.bfarm.com.
Bfarm.com, right? Do I have it right?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, that's great. All right, thank you very much. You've encouraged me. I think that you, with your attitude, it's the new sort of generation, but we all need to be open to ideas, changes. What can we do to adapt to not only the weather, but to other conditions so that we can stay healthy and alive on our farms? Ken and Michael from the Bowles Farming Company here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Past the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts about veterinarians. How are you doing? If you have animals, whatever, cows, you're in the milk business, you're in the beef business, you're in the horse business, you're in the whatever, you got goats, you have pigs, you have whatever, the myriad of things, even hens need veterinary support. So what is happening? Why are there so few veterinarians around? I'm certainly encountering it on my farm where we're fighting with Tufts, which is one of the great vet schools in the country. They have vets in training all over the place, and yet they don't want to send them to where the cows are. And because there are fewer cows, fewer dairy farms, fewer farms in general in my neck of the woods here in Massachusetts, they are using that as kind of an excuse. Well, we don't send people out there. Well, why don't you? This is where don't you send people to where the cows are? Isn't that how they learn how to be vets? Anyway, I'm looking at some of the possible reasons. One of the reasons, I think the source of the problem in part, is the student debt, which is outpacing earnings, certainly in rural America. There are fewer up-and-coming veterinarians who are working with farm animals. They're just not around. It's an alarming shortfall, I find. It's a matter that I discuss with my farm members, both the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation, something that people are talking about all around the country. Who takes care of your livestock? Who takes care of your poultry? If you live in a rural area, this has become a big problem, and I don't know that anybody really is talking about it. Do you find the people at USDA talking about it, trying to address the problem? Am I talking about it? How are they fixing it? Food safety concerns, I suppose, enter into this, but economic growth in agricultural communities, it seems to me, is the number one focus, or ought to be, of the USDA when it comes, you know, to having shortages of animal veterinarians. We're talking about the food supply. The food system, is it at risk because we can't take care of our animals? Again, I ask the question, how many of you, as you're listening to this, are having the same problem that I am? A lack of large animal veterinarians, very much a concern. Again, the Farm Bureau folks are on this, trying to get the government to weigh in or do something. There have been a few initiatives that have been aimed at addressing the issue. Again, back to Farm Bureau and what they're doing in some of the states. I noticed that there is in Virginia's, the rural areas of Virginia, they're trying to increase the number of people in vet schools down there by enhancing through tuition and all that other stuff. But and by the way, most of the vets going through school right now are women. That's not a judgment. It's not good. It's not bad. It just is. There are more women basically in graduate school than there are men, not just in veterinary school, but in all kinds of PhD programs, MD programs. It just seems to be where the action is. 3% of new veterinary school graduates pursue livestock and poultry practice. So what are the rest of them doing? I guess it would be, if they're not doing that, then what the heck are they doing? The animal practitioners are working in the vet, you know, the local vet, Dr. Slade or Dr. Smith or Dr. Collins or Dr. whomever that's got a local vet. The vets are treating dogs and cats and little, you know, varmints, but they're not treating big animals. That's, if I didn't make it clear, my concern is about the big animals that are on the farm. And so where most of them are going to work for veterinary houses, you know, the local vet that takes care of your pets, the large animal veterinarian is going by the wayside. And, yeah, part of it is student loan debt. Part of it is, you know, the interest that people have in working in this field. You know, there are a lot of, some of these big places could hire their own vet. And the other thing has been the government's lack of focus on being able to have, they've shut down the supply of some of the things that are needed to treat some of the animals that are sick. So anyway, I had this on my mind. I wanted to share my thoughts with you. Perhaps you'll agree with me, and maybe we'll all do something about it as we can. Thinking it through and talking about the problems, good way to get started with solutions. And that's what we're about here on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.